Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Robert Hannon. Wednesday, Fairbanks police and state troopers offered their side of the fatal shooting of Cody Dalton Iyer on Christmas Eve last year. At a press briefing yesterday, Police Chief Eric Jukes told media that on December 24th, law enforcement received reports that Iyer had been drinking and was suicidal. They encountered the 20-year-old walking down the Stees Highway. Jukes displayed video and audio recordings made that night showing law enforcement confronting Iyer.
Put the gun down! Put the gun down!
Jukes says they called out to Iyer 78 times to lay down his weapon, a .22 caliber revolver. In the end, more than 40 shots were fired in two volleys at Iyer, who died from the barrage. Jukes says police and troopers put themselves in harm's way in the encounter. He also acknowledged the pain of Iyer's family and friends. The Fairbanks Daily Newsminer reports family and friends were protesting outside the police station during the press conference. The family expressed frustration at the 9-month investigation into the shooting and its restricted access to police and troopers' recordings of the shooting. The family says it plans to file a wrongful death suit against the state. Three environmental groups announced Wednesday they intend to sue the Federal Environmental Protection Agency for what they say is a failure to require the Fairbanks North Star Borough to reduce air pollution. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The three groups that announced their intention to sue the EPA include Fairbanks-based Citizens for Clean Air. Member Patrice Lee says the goal is simply to get the agency to do its job in requiring the state and borough to clean up the Fairbanks area's air.
The borough's been working at it along with state for over 10 years, and we haven't reached the goal of cleaner air. The law is clear. We need to obey the law and to clean up the air.
The local group, along with the Sierra Club and Anchorage-based Alaska Community Action on Toxics, notified the EPA Wednesday of their intent to sue the agency. Officials with the groups say the lawsuit would seek to require the EPA to enforce provisions of the Federal Clean Air Act that require the borough and state to reduce the level of health-damaging PM2.5. The tiny particles emitted by wood stoves and other sources accumulate in the air around Fairbanks during inversions on cold winter days, creating the worst air quality in the nation.
It's a matter of health and safety. Unfortunately, it's become politicized, but I think we view it as necessary to health and well-being.
Some area residents have for years fought the borough and its efforts to develop and enforce air quality regulations to reduce PM2.5, especially within the so-called non-attainment area that encompasses much of Fairbanks and North Pole. Last week, opponents of the efforts to reduce PM2.5 succeeded in passing ballot measure Proposition 4, which strips the borough of its authority to enforce air quality regulations. But Lee says that's not why the groups are threatening to sue.
This wasn't a knee-jerk reaction to Prop 4 by any stretch.
Lee says the groups had been planning for months to issue the notice of intent to sue because, they say, the EPA has for a fourth time missed a deadline to improve air quality enough to attain the standards set in the Clean Air Act. The groups say EPA is at fault for the State Department of Environmental Quality's failure to come up with a plan to bring the Fairbanks area into compliance with conditions set when EPA declared it a serious non-attainment area.
They had to come forward with a state implementation plan, an SIP, that would address the issue. And they have not done that.
State and borough officials say they're still working on that plan. If the groups follow through with the lawsuit threat, it would be the third such suit they've filed in the past 4 years over the issue. Lee says today's notice of intent starts a 60-day clock that could result in a lawsuit.
The EPA has 60 days to appeal to the state to comply with the requirements of the Clean Air Act. On day 61, if they have not submitted a SIP that can be considered complete by the EPA, we will file the suit.
As in previous lawsuits, the groups will be represented by the Denver-based organization Earth Justice. Lee says she and other local air quality advocates understand the difficulty that many area residents face in converting their home heating systems from wood to cleaner burning fuels. And she says she appreciates efforts by many wood burners to work with the advocates.
Citizens in the borough have tried to come together, and we do recognize each other's frustrations. There are legitimate frustrations on both sides of this issue, but the bottom line is there are many ways to heat a home and only one way to breathe.
The Borough Assembly will convene a special meeting tonight to talk with legal staff about how to respond to the passage of Proposition 4. They're also likely to talk about the latest potential air quality lawsuit. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
A special meeting of the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly today at 5 p.m. will look at how borough law has to change since the voters passed Proposition 4 in the last municipal election. KUAC's Robin reports.
With the passage of Proposition 4, air quality regulating power passes to the state's Department of Environmental Conservation. A coordinating meeting among the borough and state officials is planned for later this month. Borough Mayor Carl Castle related to last week's Finance Committee meeting, the borough has to stop any proposed financial help to wood-burning families.
And unfortunately, the NOASH program just went away. That's a regulatory program, and we can't do that anymore.
The Borough Air Quality Division is set up for testing electrostatic precipitators, ESPs, which are chimney-mounted devices to help remove particulates from smoke, but now won't be able to do anything with those test results.
With spending on ESPs that we can't put into a program, so now we've got a little bit more of a challenge in front of us.
Assemblymember Van Lawrence says he hopes to get answers about how much the borough can do to help families who want to reduce their pollution and wants to ask the state for grant money to buy ESPs.
If we ask for money to be allocated for ESPs, how do we administer it? I don't know that we can designate a certain segment of the population to get the benefit of that money now that the NOASH classification has become irrelevant.
There is no restriction on the borough making recommendations to the state for monitoring and technology to reduce pollution. Tonight's meeting will also look at the legal requirements of Proposition 3, which was the renewal of the revenue cap. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
And I'm Robert Hannon.